We continue 10 lines up from the bottom on Nun Hey Omer Aleph. Amr Le Rava Bar Ravi Yitzchak Le Rav Yehuda. Rava Bar Ravi Yitzchak says to Ravi Yehuda, similar theme to what we were talking about before, stories about Avodas Kochavim and their powers or lack thereof. So he says as follows, Haika base Avodas Kochavim Be'asrin, there is a base Avodas Kochavim in our town. When the world needs rain, the pagan idol appears to them in a dream, and says to them, "Shachtuli gavra, go shecht a human, vaisi mitra, and then rain will fall." So what do? Shachtuli gavra, vaisi mitra. They shecht that man and start a person, and it starts to rain. Well, it sounds like it's working. Why is it so? Amr lei. So he said, Rav Yehuda said back to Rav Bar Rav Yitzchak, Hashta, Ihava Shchivna, Lo Amri Luchu, Hamilso Da Amr Rav. Had I died, I wouldn't have been able to tell you these words in the name of Rav. Meaning, I'm glad I had the opportunity to tell you the following idea from Rav. My Dichsiv, what does the Pasuk mean when it says, Asher Chalak Hashem Elokecha Osam Lechol Ha'amim, in reference to Avodah Zarah, we're told that God was Chalak to the other nations. What does it mean he was chalak? He gave them a portion. What does that mean? He divided up to the nations. Melamed shehichlikan bidvarim. He somehow smoothed over the idolaters with words. What do you mean? We'll explain in a moment. Kedela tordan min olam, in order to chase them out of the world. The idea being here that God gave them a path. If you want to believe in idols, God will give you a path to believe in idols. He's not going to force you. God was not going to force you to believe only in Him. You have to make that choice. Pahino dam Reish Lakish, and that's based on this is the teaching of Reish Lakish. May dechsiv im laleitzim hu yalitz vila anavim itein chein. That if you want to be a scoffer, you'll be a scoffer, but for the humble ones, you'll find favor. Balatame poskinlo. If you want to metame yourself, if you want to ruin yourself or get lost in foolishness, poskinlo, God will open up and open the way for you to get to follow your desires. But balatayer, but if you want to purify yourselves, mesaino, so God will help you. God will almost literally be there to aid you in the process. And that's the end of this Gemara, focusing again on the coincidence that the idolaters have the ability to heal, but it's not that it appears that way, but it's certainly not. But if a person thinks that that's the correct path, God won't stand in their way, but the bright ones, the enlightened ones, will know the path to take, and then God will support them the rest of the way. Now we're going to continue with the Mishnah at the bottom of Nun Hey Amud Aleph. We're going back to the discussion of Yayin Nesech, and that's going to be our focus for the rest of the perek. Lochin gas bu'uta min ha'ovid kochavim, afal pishu notol biyado, v'nosin latapuach. That a person can purchase, a Jew can purchase gas be'uta minov kachavim, a wine press which was treaded upon by idolaters, even though they put the grape in their hands and they put it into a pile. In other words, we have a situation where at what point does the wine of an idolater become yayin nesach? They have these grapes that they're crushing. So at what point does the grape turn into wine? And then since they're touching it, it becomes Yayin Nesach. So the mission tells us that you can buy the press from the Ovid Kochavim, even if they held onto the crushed grapes, it's not considered Yayin Nesach. V'eino ose Yayin Nesach ad sheyered lebor. It only becomes Yayin Nesach once the wine leaves the press and falls into the pit, into the cistern. Yara Labor, once it gets, and obviously you have to touch it. When the non-Jew touches it, when the Urka Chavim touches the wine, then it becomes Tameh. If he doesn't touch it, it's not considered Yain Nesach. It'll only be Stam Yenum. Yara Labor, Mashav Abor Aser Vashar Mutter. Once it goes into the pit, whatever is in the pit is Aser, but the rest of it on the wine press is still permissible. It hasn't fallen into the pit. That is the first Mishnah. The Mishnah continues. Dorche nima ovid kachavim begas, avalo botru nimo. You can trample with the ovid kachavim in the wine press, meaning you can crush the grapes together, but you avalo botru nimo, but you cannot harvest them together. Why not? So Rashi explains when it comes to pressing the trampling on the grapes together, there's no issue here because it hasn't gone to the bottom yet. So it doesn't become Yai Nesach until it gets into the cistern. That's number one. What about the fact that you're causing a ritual impurity to the grapes? Well, once the idolater already started the process, so you didn't do anything. You're just continuing the process. So it's already tamei. You didn't add anything to it. What about the fact that you're being Messiah yidei Ovi Aravera? What about the fact that you're helping the idolater in this Avera? He says, well, it's not, you're not being Messiah the Ovi Aravera because the idolater is not obligated in this mitzvah. So therefore, it's not considered Messiah. However, even though you're allowed to trample the grapes, according to the Mishnah, you're not allowed to harvest the grapes together. Why not? Because when you're harvesting the grapes, you're getting them for the first time, you're going to be putting them into the wine press, you're going to be causing tumah for the first time. And if you're the cause of tumah, that's an issue that you have to deal with. So before the, and that's the, so the harvesting would be the problem. You can't be goreim tumah. But the trampling, since it was already being trampled by the Ovid Kachavim, you're just only continuing the process. Continues the Mishnah, Yisrael shu osa betumah, lo dorchin v'lo botrin imo, aval malichin imo chavios lagas, umevin imo min hagas. If a Jew is, not necessarily about grapes, if a Yisrael is dealing with fruits in a state of ritual impurity, you cannot trample with him, you cannot harvest with him, because you're adding on, you're being Messiah Yidei Ovri Avera. While he is in the middle of doing the Avera, you're helping him, you can't do that. However, you can bring a barrel, even if it's a Tameh barrel, to the wine press, and then bring the wine in these barrels to the press with him. Why would that be okay? Aren't you being Messiah de Ovri Avera? Well, at that point, the wine is already Tameh. So all you're doing is you're just moving Tumah, ritual impurity, to another area. That's not a problem. And continues the Mishnah. Nachtom shu osa betumah, lo lashin v'lo orchin imo, ava malichin imo pas lepalter. So similarly, a baker, a Jewish baker, who is baking or kneading bread in a state of ritual impurity, so you cannot knead nor or mix the dough together with him, because it's all a state of purity. What's the difference in why not mixing it and kneading it? It's all, Rashi explains, it's all considered one process, and therefore it's all one Aveira, even though after the mixing, it's already Tameh, but the kneading is also considered, and rolling it out is also considered part of the one Maisa Aveira, so that can be done. But once that's completed, you can take it with him to the baker, to the pot, to the palter, sorry, you can bring the bread to the commercial bakery to bake it, because again, you're not changing the status. It's already tummy. You're just bringing this tummy item over to the palter. That would be permissible. There's no issue of being misayaya yidei ovrei avera. So that is the Mishnah. And when we get to the Gemara is going to have a different approach, a halachic resolution to these rulings, or some of the rulings. And we'll see that next time.